Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you're having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And today, we might finally have a little bit of competition for Coinbase. And I think that could potentially be a really good thing. Robinhood, which is one of the hotter fintech startups out there, which got its start in offering zero-fee stock trading on a mobile application, is set to be offering support for cryptocurrency trading, specifically Bitcoin and Ethereum, and also tracking other cryptocurrencies out there. So I want to talk a little bit about why I think that competition in this space is ultimately a good thing for the end user, the consumer, myself, yourself, because it will help raise the bar and also reduce fees, especially when you look at what's happened in the world of robo-advisors like Betterment and Wealthfront and some of those other guys out there, when you see what competition does in the space. I also want to talk a little bit about what the opportunity cost is when you look at certain things like masternodes and staking coins and things of that nature. I think it's an interesting discussion and it helps to determine kind of how you want to approach things when you start to look at what the opportunity cost of hodling some of these things might be. So let's hop into all of that and more in today's discussion. Let's go. So let's start off here on TechCrunch.com. I will link up this article in the show notes on the podcast and in YouTube as well. But basically, if you're not familiar with Robinhood, they are a mobile-first stock application that allows you to invest in individual stocks on your phone very easily. It is a zero fee app. So rather than charging individuals for a $5, $7, $10 fee, maybe like an E-Trade or a Scottrade or something like that, every time you make a trade, it's actually free to trade. However, there are some other fees associated with that that we'll definitely touch base on later. However, this looks to be competition against something like Coinbase. So what's happening here is Robinhood is opening up support for crypto trading on their platform. It's going to start off with both Bitcoin and Ethereum. So that is kind of where they're trying to start, is allowing people to take US dollars and move that into Bitcoin, move that into Ethereum if they'd like, and then also track about 14 to 15 other cryptocurrencies as well, whether it's Litecoin, Ripple, some of the other ones out there too. And the interesting thing here too is that apparently, Robinhood is looking at this as a loss leader for their business, meaning that rather than trying to make money with this, they're using this as an opportunity to gain new customers who are very much interested in the cryptocurrency market without heavily monetizing those individuals. Now, I don't know the exact details this announcement has come out with within the last hour, but typically what happens with something like, you know, typically what happens with these zero fee type of companies is, yes, it does not cost you the 1% to 4% fee that something like Coinbase might charge you. However, there is typically a pretty fat spread involved where, you know, maybe Ethereum is $1,000, but they're charging you $1,040 or something of that nature, and they're going to take that markup on the spread. So I don't know specifically if that is how Robinhood is going to target this, but it's interesting nonetheless. And a few different additional components here that might make this interesting and might really increase competition for Coinbase is Robinhood Crypto is going to allow you to transfer $1,000 from a connected bank account instantly. So if you're somebody who has, you know, maybe $1,000 and you really just want to get into crypto, you want to get in quickly and you're pissed off that you have to wait 5 days, 10 days, whatever, with Coinbase, Gemini, some of the other ones out there, you can actually trade $1,000 instantly and buy that, and then the rest of it will come over time through slower, more traditional ACH fees. Now, as I'm looking at this, you might be thinking, you know, how is this really legit competition for Coinbase? And yeah, it actually is. I mean, Robinhood is a company, it's a startup. It's probably one of the hotter fintech startups out there. They've raised $175 million. They're valued at over $1 billion, and they're pretty legit when it comes to the mobile app stock trading platform. So the fact that they are opening up their world to crypto is a massive, I think it's fantastic. And the reason that, and I'm not sure if I would even use this at this point, to be pretty frank with you, I'm not sure if I would use this, but the big benefit in my mind is that right now Coinbase basically has a monopoly on this. And Coinbase is over $1 billion run rate right now. They're pretty much printing money on a daily basis. They are literally printing money, and that's awesome. That's, you know, good for Coinbase. But for the most part, if Coinbase wants, and I think they're, you can argue whether you like Coinbase or not. I think some people like Coinbase, some people hate them, but it is what it is. But there isn't a ton of competition in the space, and it's very difficult to start because each state has different regulations, and it's not easy. A lot of people reach out to me and they're like, hey, why isn't somebody competing against Coinbase? It's because it's not easy, and it costs millions and millions and millions of dollars just to go forward with the legal and regulatory issues. So when you have a well-capitalized startup like Robinhood that's raised $175 million and is worth over $1 billion and probably has a nice run rate of their own, they can actually bring some competition to the space. And why I like that is because Coinbase, for the time being, can pretty much just sit back and print money and not have to do all that much. If somebody's competing against them and not charging fees or using their app as a loss leader, it's going to increase the competition on Coinbase, and it's going to, number one, make Coinbase perhaps provide a better experience. It's going to perhaps encourage Coinbase to reduce their fees. There are a lot of good things that can come out of this, in my opinion at least. And if you look at something like the robo-advisor sector in the fintech marketplace, if you guys invest in stocks at all or anything like that, if you look at that marketplace, there's Betterment, there's Wealthfront, now there's Robinhood, there's other ones out there. And because of the number of entrants in the marketplace, people have had to lower fees over time, and it's just gotten more and more competitive, and they've had to create better user experiences and things like that. And ultimately, I think that is what's going to happen with the crypto marketplace here for something like Coinbase. There are going to be new competitors like Robinhood that are going to come into the space and going to increase the pressure on Coinbase to continue to deliver a better experience. If not, they're going to take market share from Coinbase, and it is going to be a more competitive market in the long run. Now, one thing to note here, though, too, as we go into this, so right now, this is only going to be available, the Robinhood app, it will, when it launches in February, will only be available in California, Massachusetts, Missouri, Montana, and New Hampshire. And so unless you live in Cali, Massachusetts, Missouri, Montana, or New Hampshire, you're kind of out of luck for now. However, I would assume that as they increasingly build relationships with regulators and state agencies, that number of states in the U.S. at least will increase. But again, too, to that point, why doesn't anybody compete against Coinbase? Because you can't simply just go into the U.S. and say, like, hey, I'm going to launch an application. You have to go to every single individual state and get approval to transfer U.S. dollars to Bitcoin or to Ethereum. And also, to this point, it's only going to be for Bitcoin and Ethereum. So again, it's going to be limited in scope at first, but I think ultimately speaking, this is a positive thing. Whether or not you like Robinhood, whether or not you like Coinbase, the more on-ramps that there are for US dollar to crypto, the better this will be in the long term. So I'm excited to see how this progresses, because Robinhood, again, is a well-capitalized startup that is already worth over $1 billion, and they could potentially introduce some more people to the crypto world. And they can also provide a better experience for those that are interested in finding alternatives outside of the existing infrastructure that is available right now. So this is a pretty exciting time, in my opinion. One funny thing, or maybe not so funny of a thing, depending upon how you view it, is just Robinhood's slogan right now of don't sleep, and this seizure-inducing logo that they have going on with it. And I get it. It's funny. It's a little bit of a play on words and everything like that, where the stock market is open 9:30 to 4 or wherever it is in your location, and crypto is a 24/7 marketplace. But as far as encouraging people not to sleep to trade crypto, they might get a little bit of a pushback from that, but not really the important thing I want to focus on. What is pretty cool, though, is I don't know how long this has been open for, but there are already 68,000 people in line right now to get early access to crypto trading, and this announcement took place in the last hour. Within five minutes of recording this, this was like at 35,000 before. So the number of people we'll see, I think this might be real time, but there are already 68,000 people that are in line signing up to get real time access to crypto trading on Robinhood. So this is, you can see in real time how many people are signing up. That's pretty incredible, pretty awesome. So big news here. Again, the slogan, maybe not so, maybe not the smartest move on their end, but As you see the number of people signing up right now to have some involvement with Robinhood, that's pretty big news, and I am excited about that. So outside of Robinhood, the new entrants, and competition of Coinbase, I think there's a really interesting discussion to be had around quote-unquote passive income in the crypto world, whether that's masternodes, whether that's staking, but basically having cryptocurrency make you more cryptocurrency. And it's something I've seen people talk more and more and more about, because the idea of passive income is incredible. You know, you hold on to something, that money works for you. You sit back, you might make 1, 3, 5, 30%, and that's awesome. However, I think there's some interesting discussions to be had in regards to passive income with crypto, because there is an opportunity cost associated with that as well. And what I mean by that is, like, let's say there is, you have a masternode, and or you are staking a cryptocurrency because you want to, if you stake that cryptocurrency, you are going to make 10% on an annual basis. So you have $1,000, you're going to make $100 a year staking that cryptocurrency just by doing nothing with it. And that is, you know, that's great by all intents and purposes. That type of return in the crypto, you know, in the regular world, if you were just to sit back and do nothing and make a 10% dividend, that's fantastic. That's incredible. However, in crypto, when you talk about some of the opportunity costs associated with that, where could that money potentially be working elsewhere? Could that be in a better cryptocurrency that might not have that staking mechanism, but it might be performing significantly better in the open markets? Or could you be utilizing that to invest in other areas of the crypto world? And I think it's really, I think it's a pretty fascinating discussion, because when you look at where you're putting your money in, there's an opportunity cost. You could potentially be missing out on a better opportunity by leaving your money, leaving your crypto in a masternode or in a staking pool, or staking that in a wallet. On the other end of the spectrum, you know, you don't necessarily want to chase every single thing out there solely because you think there is a better opportunity. There is always going to be better opportunity. But with crypto, I think the idea of passive income is kind of fascinating to me, at least, because you're talking about, hey, I can stake this cryptocurrency, or I can set up a masternode and maybe I'm going to make 5, 10, 15, 20% passively, but other people out there might be making an additional 100%, 500%, 1,000% by investing in other cryptocurrencies. So the incentive there, I wouldn't want to say it's misaligned, but I think it's an interesting discussion. And as it popped up, so Ty Zen, who I've met in person a few different times at the Props Meetup and Bitcoin Miami and a few other places, I think I'm going to bring him on the show in the near future to talk, because I believe he is a proponent of masternodes and staking. And I want to hear his thought process as far as that goes, outside of just trading, why somebody should be very much interested in masternodes. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the idea of masternodes and staking in cryptocurrency as well. If you are currently running a masternode, or if you are staking any type of cryptocurrency, I would love to hear your thoughts as to why. And if you choose not to do that, I would also like to hear why you choose not to do that. Is it because you would rather invest somewhere else, or you think that you have an opportunity for greater returns, or you just don't feel like you have the time to set up a staking wallet or to run a masternode? I would love your thoughts on that, because I think that staying ahead of this trend, I've seen more and more people talking about masternodes and staking and passive income and cryptocurrency. And as more people start to have more dollars to leverage in the crypto world, as the markets have gone up, they're going to start to look at maybe different ways they can potentially, quote unquote, diversify. The one interesting thing, though, that I think, too, in addition to just the overall ability to, hey, maybe I'm making 5, 10, 30%. Obviously, if the market goes up, that cryptocurrency is going to go up with it. However, if the market's going to go down, if the overall cryptocurrency market goes down, whether it's led by Bitcoin or something else, the overall market goes down, you might still be making that 5, 10, 30, 20, whatever it is, percent crypto income. However, that is not necessarily going to shield you from the overall market going down, the value of the maybe fiat or Bitcoin value of your masternode or the fiat Bitcoin value of your of the crypto you own, it's still going to go down with it. So I think there's a lot of really interesting discussions, and hopefully we'll have Ty on soon to talk about that in more detail. But I would love to hear your thought process as well, so we can make that show as beneficial as possible. Outside of that, if you are new to the channel by any chance, I would really, really love if you would hit the subscribe button, the notify bell. That way, anytime I do come out with a new video, you're able to get that. And if you are listening in on the podcast, I certainly appreciate that. Hit me up with a rating and a review. That would be fantastic. It helps to get the show out to more people. Looking forward to reading your comments and interacting with you folks as much as possible. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a great day, great night. Take it easy. Peace.